My Rebbe, Rabbi Noah Weinberg, the founder of Eish Hatorah, said, "The difficult takes time and the impossible takes a little longer. What I think is impossible is usually a self-imposed limit. We can solve each other's problems because we see limitless possibilities in others, but when it comes to ourselves, it seems we allow past failures to define our current perimeters. The holiday of Passover reminds us that we can break from our self-imposed reality and redeem ourselves to achieve the greatness we know we possess. But if only we wanted it bad enough. And that is half the answer." Brian Tracy, the great motivational speaker and success coach, has a formula that sums up how we, and not circumstances, are the captains of our fate. The fastest way to attract something is to think like someone who already has it. Your mind mirrors what you believe you deserve. Think small and life shrinks. Think bigger and life opens. Your future does not wait for proof, it waits for permission. And here is the strange part. Your brain listens to imagination like it listens to reality. That is the subconscious. Picture yourself confident and your actions follow. Picture yourself capable and your choices improve. Tiny thoughts shift entire paths. But the opposite is true too. Wake up expecting nothing and your mind will prove you right. It will ignore what could help. It will protect the version of you that feels stuck. Most people are not stuck in life, they are stuck in identity. So, upgrade the identity. Tell yourself, "I can handle this." Tell yourself there is a way forward. When you think like the version of you who has already made it, life starts catching up. Which brings us to Passover. Factoid: the two longest reigning civilizations are China and the Jews. The difference is that the Jews, since the Exodus, have not had their land for 2,206 years off and on and had to hold together a nation, flung to the four corners of the world, by means of ideas. Not a common language, customs, or even history. The power of Passover is that we taught the world that one has the power of redemption, a nation and as individuals. You can reinvest yourself, that life and the caste you are born into are not stagnant. That you can be a slave and become a king, Joseph, or that one nation can emerge from a completely foreign culture, a new creation never before imagined. The world quakes at the transformative powers of the Jews, almost destroyed 80 years ago and now a world power, which explains the recent surge in anti-Semitism. They dislike us for our success versus the victimhood we represented since the Holocaust. Passover's crescendo is the splitting of the Red Sea, an impossible feat. How were 3 million of our ancestors in one generation duped into believing a phenomenon that they bear witness and recorded, if it did not happen? Then it must have happened, which thereby destroys every other theory about the Jews' existence other than divinely guided. The Red Sea split because the Jews had no other choice but to walk through the water or perish. And that is what it takes for us to do the seemingly impossible. I say seemingly because we are capable of so much more if we want it, must have it, and the bridges are burned behind us. That desperation and desire unlock spiritual forces, and we transcend our current reality. We have the choice, and I am talking to myself just as I am sharing with you now, to allow ourselves permission to believe we can be something that until now we only dreamed of. That is one good Passover lesson. We can make our impossible possible. Rabbi Aryeh Markman is Executive Director, Eish LA and Jewish American Summit.